This is a conversation with Mrs. Farringdon on the 28th of August 2008.
So where were you born, Joyce? Were you born
Aggershot? No, I was born. I married just as the war started, but then George had to go in the army straight away, and I went back home and lived with my mother. Mm. So we didn't. I never really lived in Wenest until after the war.
And what was it like when you first came here? Were people friendly?
Yes, very friendly. I made friends with Nancy Earle. They lived in the council house. Yeah. He weren't a party goer, or as I say, I used to just go up with my mother-in-law more or less every Friday when she used to go up and get her pension, because you see, she was elderly when we married. Yeah. She was in her 70s when I married, and I mean, Peter was only 11 months old when his granddad died, when George's dad died. See, my children really don't know their grandparents.
And I suppose because they'd had 13 children, and if George was one of the younger ones...
He was the youngest.
Oh, he was
the
baby, was he?
Yes.
Where did they live then with 13 children?
Down... Oh, they messed the house up. Fern Cottage, it was called. They'd messed the house up completely.
There's one of you with a pram here.
Oh, yeah, well, that's...
In the street. So yeah. Richard, is that one of your boys there? That's the middle one
in the pram. And we hadn't moved down into that cottage in the street long, because we lived in Ivy Cottage.
Well, they were pulled down, weren't they?
Well, you know where they do these now? That was a post office. And then there was three houses joined it on that, and a baker's. Well, we lived in the middle one. Well, you know where they're doing the archives now? Where? Brian Nolloth. Where Brian lives. Yeah. Well, joined in his house were the three houses. They were joined, and the bakers, came and condemned them. And that was the time when these bungalows were built here. And Mr. and Mrs. Davy lived in the first one. Well, they'd got to move out into one of these. And then me, well, I had three children then, and they weren't big enough for me. So I had to go up there.
Yeah.
And then the other side was Woolness, and she used to be the district, well, go round doing sort of district nursing, and she got to have one of these, but she sadly died before. But Mr. Woolner and Rose Bond came up there, and then, of course, the bakers was all pulled down.
You lived in Ivy Cottage when you first came to Weniston, did you? And then you moved to this house?
Oh, yeah, where Donnie Farrington lived, that's where we lived. And then they wanted, because he came out of the army or something, and he was a coalman, went to work with his father, so they wanted that house. He was getting married for him.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Nolloth, what had the shop, the other side, what those houses belonged to, she let us, she said, I'll keep the roof in repair, but won't do new repairs otherwise, because it had been empty a long time. And so that's when we went in, and we hadn't been in there long, because Roy was only a little boy.
So what was it like in those houses that they hadn't had much work done?
Well, no, when we went in there, we had a new fireplace put in, paid for the electricity to be put on. Mrs. Woolner or Mrs. Davy wouldn't pay, and yet our rent, I mean, they only paid what I call half a crown. You know, I got to do that. Theirs were only half a crown a week, and ours was, because we had two rooms, frontage, two rooms, and that was 3 and 6. But we had the two front rooms, but the other front room, what I call, we couldn't use it much, because that had a post up the middle to support the beam, because they were all beams, they were so low. Okay. That's quite a nice sitting room. And I quite enjoyed it there. Didn't want to move. We had the three bedrooms, you see, and being in the middle, and I was quite happy there. We had a well outside, see, there was no water on. Yeah. Between between our house and Davy's.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even Mrs. Knowles had to come down to the well.
How did you manage you had to get all your water from the well. How did you manage for washing and stuff?
You didn't know nothing else, did you? I mean, when we lived in Ivy Cottage, where Darnie lived, they used to bring ours up from the farm in Milk churns each morning.
Yeah, and for hot water, did you have a big copper? Did you have to
boil a copper, yeah. And then, as I say, we lived there for, I think, six, seven years. And then as these were built, and these weren't big enough for us, we had a choice which council house we went to, that one, the one in the street or the one further up. And I said, I would rather go up there, because I said, my children aren't used to running about in the street, because I've had to keep, and I wanted them, because they were cross, because they said they'd have longer to go to school, longer walk, and I said, it won't hurt them, it won't hurt me or them, and we loved it up there.
So Donnie Farrington, what relation is he to your husband?
Well, actually, I'm really his auntie, aren't I? He was uncle to him.
Oh, I see.
Because, you see, his father and my husband's brother, see, there was 13 of them, yeah.
Goodness
so you
me.
Know now why the oldest one he never saw. He'd gone to Canada and he never came back. He used to write all the time to his mother, but he never came back, never knew him. And one was killed in the First World War. And there was about 4 or 5 years difference between my husband and the next one. But they went up, so you see, actually I was auntie to a lot of them, what was old side.
Yeah. Did a lot of them stay in the village then, apart from the one who went to war and the one who went to
They were just Auntie May, this, and that's funny thing, this one, she lived down Bat Road, and that was his older sister.
Oh, right, so that's a photo of Auntie May and her husband.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's your husband's sister?
Yeah.
And she's...
She was the oldest girl, and that one you see in the... That was name, he was the oldest boy, and then the next one went to Canada. He used to drive a steamer... Well, he was in the... during the First World War all... Well, when the Second World, and then he had to finish, and then he went on the roads. He used to drive a steamroller.
So where did the coal business come from? Because Archie, there's photos of Archie with the coal lorries. And
yeah, well, that was Freeman's, weren't it?
Oh, right.
Freeman lived in the house, didn't he? Freeman, that was Freeman's house, Ivy Cottage was.
Ivy Cottage was the first house you had in the village, and that belonged to Freeman's.
Yes.
So was your husband working for Freeman's?
Then he was driving the Naylor's blue buses from Aylesworth. Yeah, when he came out of the army, he said he wouldn't go back to shop work anymore, because he used to work in Siemens was the name, and that was men's clothes. And he said he, you know, after going into that, he wouldn't go back into shop work. And he said if he couldn't find other work, he was going back in the army. But they wanted a driver in the buses, and he drove the buses, I suppose, 5-6 years. And then when Roy was born, then I said, no, I said, I want you to find something else, because I said, during the summer, I never see you. You're out driving all the time.
Was he driving for excursions and things?
Yeah. And he gave that up and went to down Norman's gravel pit, driving lorries there. And then he finished up mending them. And I mean, he had to finish it. What was he, 53? Because they kept finding him with heart attacks, you see, in the garage. Mm. Yeah, 53. He was at home. He was off home 16 years before he died. The doctor said he had 16 years on. He shouldn't, I never expected him to live. So 16 on to 53. He died at 69. Is that right? But I had him 16 years. So that was...
And all this time, you were a full-time mum. You must have been.
Yeah.
Three boys?
Three boys, yeah. Peter was 5 and 3 months when Roy was born.
So you've got Peter and Roy
and David.
And David. In your old house at Heath Road, you'd got some chimney pots you gave me.
Yes.
And you painted them red, white and blue, hadn't you?
Yes.
Was that for the 1976, 1953
jubilee? Yeah. I was telling Margaret when that was the day we were moving, when we suddenly, you took the flower pots, weren't it?
That's when we right. were yeah, yeah.
But I cannot remember whether my husband was at home or the other two boys must have gone up there, because I cannot remember any more about going up there. What went on, I just do not know.
Was Archie one of Donnie's brothers, or was he another? Was he one of Archie, your husband's brothers?
Donnie's father.
Who's Donnie's?
Donnie's father. I seem to have seen that photo somewhere, but I cannot think who. Is that Archie in the middle?
Well, isn't he? Isn't that him with the flat cap there? Yeah. With his workmate. And how did you manage for shopping then? You grew your own vegetables. Mm-hmm. Were there shops in Weniston that you could use?
Oh, yes. We were full of shops. We had Saunders's. They was on the corner. As you go up, you know, as you come up our road, Heath Road, down that corner there. A shop there. Then there was Myrtle's. And then the post office, the next street there. Then down the bottom was, the funeral directors. You know, they used to make coffins and do. Over the other side of the road was Hammond's, what used to do the shoes, mend the shoes. Further up the road. And then that shop where they used to do the funeral thing, that was turned into a grocery and vegetable shop. That was food shop there. Yeah. They turned that in there. And then you see further up you've got the shop, and then you've got Gardeners on Blackheath, and then further down the other end was another one. He used to come round with a horse and cart. I can remember that when I first went to Weniston. Sterry's. And so we were never short, never wanted to go.
So you never had to go anywhere? You didn't have to go to Halesworth or anything?
No, unless you wanted clothes or anything. Yeah. You didn't have to go out the village. You could do your shop, and you didn't have to say, well, I'm going out to do a shop like we do at Halesworth.
Yeah.
You just got the things that you needed them.
Yeah,
easy as pie to do shopping then. And that's what I miss, you see, though, Margaret. I go with Margaret every Friday shopping. But you see, you know, if she moved or anything like that, you can go in. I mean, don't cost you a penny do it to go in now, because you can get all free. But how do you bring them home? You can't carry heavy bags home. So once a week shop's enough for me.
Tell me about your garden, because you've always been a great gardener, haven't you?
I still do it.
Yeah.
I can't use the lawnmower there, the petrol one. I can't use that. I won't try. So I use my little push one and amuse myself going up and down there. I love my garden.
Yeah. Was George a gardener as well? Did you grow vegetables?
Up the other house we did. Yeah. And we've been trying. And my older son was got Parkinson's. He came over because now you see he was a mechanic, but he can't do the mechanic because you see. He can't do the cars, can he? And so he's took to sort of more or less gardening, and he came over and he dug me up a little piece, put me some runner beans in. I've had lovely lots of runner beans.
Yeah. And you had your milk, did you have your milk delivered from the dairy here, or did that come from somewhere else?
That came from Knowles. They had the farm, you see. You know, Heath Road and right down the bottom there. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Knowles used to come round. They came round with horses. You know, you had your little, you took out your jug or whatever it was, you see, and they had the stilt down when we first came. George's mum used to take the basin, and they used to put it in a basin, and she used to skim the cream off. And then we used to have to sit there doing the war and shake, you know, if I was there doing the war, and back there, shake this jar to make butter.
Does it take a long time?
Oh, yes. That used to be George's mum and dad, and they used to hand it round, you see.
Yeah.
During the war, you didn't get much butter, did you? You were rationed.
So if you could get the milk, you would make your own butter in the war?
Yes.
What about bread? Did you make your own bread, or did you buy bread?
George's mum made a bread.
Mm.
She used to tell me, when she had a lot of the boys at home, she used to reckon she made bread twice a week. And that was only just like over the, from the house, you know, over into what we call the wash house where the copper was and the brick oven. And she used to make, how many loaves of bread did she used to tell me? She used to make a week, endless bread. And I never made a loaf of bread in my life. Well, I had tried and I'm not successful. I had visitors this weekend, my nieces from Galston, you know, made sponge and brusks and cakes for tea. I ain't got them now because they take them back with them.